wholeness, and happy thoughts. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Wholeness and happy thoughts. If you want to have your life filled with wholeness, every organ, action, function of your body functioning at primo condition, then happiness is what you want to have in your heart all the time. How do we have happiness in our heart all the time? How do we have happiness so that we can enjoy wholeness? And how do we enjoy wholeness and have happiness? We can all live our lives in the most noble, wonderful, fantastic way if we choose. And when we choose to be happy, and that's a choice that we make, when we choose to be happy, our body expresses wholeness. Our body is saying, what do you want me to express today? What do you want me to think about today? What do you want me to radiate today? What do you want me to express today? And naturally we say, wholeness, 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 wholeness. We repeat that 1,000,000 times. Yes. Well, if you want wholeness, then you have to have happiness. For without happiness, there's no wholeness. Wholeness is the result of happy thinking. Wholeness is a result of happy thoughts. Wholeness is the result of living your life in a most noble, glorious, fantastic way that you can. Now, how can you be happy all the time when there are conditions in your life that are not happy? How can you be happy in your life when there are conditions in your life that make you feel sad, that make you feel unhappy, and make you feel that everything is just not all that wonderful? How can you feel happy when the conditions are not happy? Well, what we do, we look at the conditions and we say to ourselves, all is in divine order. Now, all is in divine order. And as we look at any condition, and we say all is in divine order, at that moment, we stop looking at the condition out of order. We stop looking at the condition in a negative way. We stop looking at the condition as something we don't want. Now, who would ever want an unhappy situation in their life? Who would ever want illness and poverty and lack of relationships? Who would ever want that in their life? Now, what, you'd have to be kind of off your rocker to want that. Well, that's the truth. So, what you do, whenever you see an incident in your life that is negative, you immediately say, now, how can I think about that in a positive way? How can I think about that in a joyous way? This is just a specific thing that we're doing. We're doing a very dedicated, diligent, definite thing to bring about the happy experience. Now, all experiences, from one point of view, are not happy. All experiences are not joyous and wonderful and uplifting and fantastic. All experiences are not that, but they can be. I can, by my choice, by my decision of how I'm going to think about it in a happy way. Oh, I stumbled and I skinned my knee and I said, oh my goodness, that hurt. Oh my goodness. No. I stumbled, skinned my knee, and said, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole. And as I say I'm whole and perfect, I stop thinking about my skinned knee, I stop thinking about stumbling, I stop thinking about anything which is contrary to wholeness, and I am indeed thinking wholeness. Well, now, you say that's too simple. Yes, that's just what it is. It's too simple, and that's why we don't do it. It is very simple to just teach ourselves to think positive thinking. Teach ourselves to think joyous thoughts. Teach ourselves to think uplifting thoughts. It's just our decision what we want to do. Now, what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? Now, we have heard many People speak on different subjects, and we have agreed with some and disagreed with others. And when we disagree with them, we say, no, that doesn't work. No. And when we agree with them, we say, oh, yes, that's wonderful. Oh, yes, that's fantastic. Now, when we say, oh, yes, that's wonderful, and oh, yes, that's fantastic, we feel good inside of ourselves. We feel wonderful inside of ourselves, and we feel that, hey, this is great. And when we say, oh, no, that's no good, that doesn't work, no, that's not what for me, that's not what I want to do, when we do that, we're building up a great big negative block inside of us. If there's anything we don't want to do, don't do it, and put your attention on things you do want to do. But do not put your attention on saying, I don't think that's a good idea, that's not what I want to do, that's not where I want to be. Because every little nuance we give to the negative comes out as a great big sledgehammer pounding away that is what we're thinking about in our consciousness. That is what we're giving our attention to. That is what we are saying is primary in our thought. And how unimportant and how foolish and how unfortunate that is. We have the privilege of being intelligent beings. We have the privilege of speaking our word and claiming the truth about ourselves. We have the privilege of speaking our word and claiming the negative things for ourselves and saying, that's what's going on in my world. We have the privilege of doing either. Now, what do we want to do? Well, if we will talk about the truth, if we'll talk about love, if we'll talk about wholeness, if we'll talk about, oh, that gets in there too, wholeness? Yes, that's right. When we talk about wholeness, we bring wholeness into our world. If we're going to constantly be reading up in the internet and newspapers and where have you, magazines, all of the things that sort of go along with our symptoms, with our conditions, with our unhappiness, well, we embolden them, embody them, and we give them power. If we're going to look up wholeness, if we're going to look up happiness, if we're going to look up positive attitudes about life, we're going to empower those. And as we give power to them, they are our experience. Hey, listen to that. When we give power to them, they are our experience. So when I give power to abundance, abundance is my experience. Yes, it's true. When I give power to abundance, abundance is my experience. When I give power to health, health is my experience. When I give power to anything at all, good, bad, or indifferent, it is my experience. So it behooves me to give power to what I want to experience in my life. It's necessary for me to empower those things I want to have take place in my world. They may not be taking place in my world at that instant, but I can put the cause in motion. If I'm going to buy a new car, I go down to the dealer and buy a new car. Well, when I have left home, I've already made my decision to be having a new car. Mentally, I have the new car. I go on the bus, or I take a taxi, or I go down to the dealer somehow, and however I get there is not important to me. It is not something that is forever for me, because I am going to the dealer. My car awaits me. My car awaits me. And then I get down there, and I buy the car, and the dealer says, you've made a good choice. A wonderful car. You'll love it. And I get in my new car, and I drive it, and I think, wow, what a wonderful car. I had that car long before I possessed it physically. I possessed it mentally. I possessed it spiritually. I possessed it in my imagination in all the possible ways that I could. And this is what I do with wholeness. I possess wholeness in all the possible ways that I can. And as I possess wholeness in all the possible ways that I can, then I am enjoying it, even, so to speak, before it happened. But truly, it happened the moment I possessed it. It happened the moment I claimed it. It happened the moment I said that it is mine. Wholeness is mine. Wholeness is mine now and forever, because that's my reality and that's what I am. Just as I, long before I got in the car that I bought, I was enjoying it. Once I got in it, I enjoyed it even more. But maybe I will never enjoy it as much as my imagination had me in it, as much as my attitude of wholeness had me in it, as much as my belief that it was mine had me in it. Our mental story, our mental picture, our mental work is far more beautiful and far more powerful and far more wonderful than we give it credit for. So today, let's begin to give credit to the fact that we are wonderful, we are fantastic, we are glorious, we are wholeness now. And as we give our attention to this wholeness, every organ, action, function of our body demonstrates wholeness. Our every word speaks wholeness. Our every cell of our body exudes wholeness. And I am whole.